Okay, we're in Kuf Pei Hei. Today we're going to learn Sif Beis and Gimel. Something of a change. We've been learning basically Hilchas Nida, and this siman is also Hilchas Nida. Nevertheless, what we're going to learn today is a set of basic yisaidais in the halachis of nemanis, where a person is neman, what the rules of nemanis are, and more specifically, the rules of amasla, the rules of when a person can give an excuse and be believed. This does not include excuses you give at home to your wife, which has its own set of rules, because women always know if you're telling the truth. But yeah, okay. Yes, yeah, sort of. So here we're going to learn these halachis, and we're going to focus today on a machlaikis between Ktzais and Nesivis, the machlaikis between the Shev Shmaitza and the Chavos Das, here in this inyan, in this topic. And we'll learn Sif Beis and Gimel, and then we'll see where it comes. Now, there are two gemaras, I guess, that have to be known as a preface for what we're going to learn now. What is the gemara in the Yeshiva Shem Masechtis in Ksuvas Chav Beis, where at least in the old days we used to get to Daf Chav Beis? They don't even dream of getting to Chav Beis. When they start a Yuches, they don't dream of getting to Chav Beis. But here the Gemara says, "Buy me they Shmuel be Rav." Shmuel is to be buy you from Rav. Very unusual, Shmuel from Rav. Omra the Baila Tmeyani, the Chazra the Omra to Hirani Mai. If a woman tells her husband that she's a Nida, and later she says she's Tahar, Mai, what's the din? Amalei. So Shmuel answered, that here also, if she gave it a masla, she's believed. So the Gemara says this idea, the Mishnah said it in a different case. And the Gemara says, that a woman is believed if she said first to Meyani, and then she tells her husband to Hayrani. So she's believed if she could explain why she said it, why she earlier said Temeyani. So the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Beis and Siv Gimel, that if she gives an excuse, she says, I didn't have kayach for Tashmish, I was tired, or they were in a fight, they were in a ketata, she wasn't interested. If she gives any sort of excuse, or she says that the dam was from a makkah, first she thought it was dam nida, any excuse she gives, so the Gemara says that she's believed. That's one Gemara. There's a second Gemara. This Gemara is in two places in Shas, in Kedusha Daf Pei and Ksuvas Daf Ayin Beis. Amar Rav, Huzika Nida Bishchei Seha Baal Loika Aleha. If a woman is known to be a Nida by her neighbors, her husband gets malchus if he's ba'al ha'mishum nida. Now, what does it mean, hulzaka nida b'shchei se'ah? Today, the 21st century, it's very strange to us that her neighbors all know that she's a nida. But once upon a time, women wore different clothing for yimei nidusa, simply because when they bled, they couldn't contain it as well, and they would stain clothing. And therefore, women wore different sets of clothing. Now here, we have a problem with these two Gemaras. Before we even start, the Gemara number one says, she tells her husband, Tveyani, if she gives it a masla, she could go back and say to Hayrani, she's believed to retract. And that's what she said at Pemole to her husband. The second Gemara says, Hurzaka Nida Bishchei Seha, if her neighbors know she's a Nida, and she's Bayal, he's Bayal her in front of two Aiden, he gets Malkus. Now we have a rule, which both the Ktzais and the Chavos Das agree, everyone agrees on this following rule, that in a case where you're giving someone Malkus or Misa, it has to be a case where the one who said Aedis can't retract. It's impossible to have a case where someone says Aedis, it's possible to retract it in any which way, and we're going to give Miso or Malkus to the one who is Ivor. You can't do that. Because maybe the person will be Chayzer, and come out, you gave Malkus and Miso, Shalai Kedin. You can only give Malkus Abisa to someone if Bishas Maisa, the Agadah Seydis, was a final Agadah Seydis. Now the Shmaitzer brings from the Sefer Chut HaShadi that says, like you said, that it's because of Asura Safik. That the reason if someone retracts, you can't give Misa Malkus because the Hasra is a Safik Hasra. And the Shav Shmaitzer says you don't need that. It's Be'etzem. A Haggadah Seydis that could be retracted can't bring about Misa and Malkus. And that's the aside that says there the Shav Shmaitzer Vav Yud, and here the Chavis Das Hey Bayas. What? Yochel Hazima. I'm saying if the Magid Eidim, if the Haggadah Seydis could retract. Oh, you mean you said because it said the Shiat Yochel Hazima could retract it? Okay, good. Well, Kivit, the question is, where does Kivit Shegin apply? That's going to be part of the discussion. But my point is, not my point, the point of both the Shmaitzer and the Chavis Das, the Rashbis Kasha, is that these two Gemaris are a stira one to the other, L'chair. One Gemara says, if she says with her mouth, Tameyani, she could be Chayzer with her Amas, let's say, Tairani. And the other Gemara says, if she's Hosukha Nida Bishchenesea, she didn't say Tameyani. She did things that circumstantially established her as a Nida. We give Malkus, which means she can't retract with an Amasla. It can't be she can retract with an Amasla. What's the difference between the two cases?
There's a Metzias, there's a Metzias.
They're both Metzias.
No, she's wearing clothing.
So she'll give an excuse. She'll say that I was angry with my husband, I wanted to pretend to be a Nida. She'll give the same Amasla. Yes. Okay. She didn't say Eidus, so therefore, right? And she still can't be Chayzer. She did something circumstantial. Why can't she give it a Masla for why she wore those clothing?
Was the husband there?
She says afterwards.
Or did he come in now and just heard?
There's no chiluk. It doesn't say a difference. Doesn't say a difference. Who's the kadidim? She didn't say a bala like all that.
Let's say you
spoil her.
Then she said, "No, I was really
hurt." We'll have to see if someone makes such a chilek. We'll have to see. All right, look, the Rashba is the kasha. Tazer Shach bring the Rashba. So we're going to see. This is just where the whole tumult starts. That we have what appears to be a stira, two sugyas and shas, about whether with an amasla you can retract from establishing that she's a nida. That seems to be the stira, and from the whole discussion, what? Yeah, but how does she presto turn into a nida within in 2 days? It takes 7 days. What? And yet, it's more than eidus. You mean? Why is it more? It's veiniger. So it's a cheshver. So it's a cheshver. Okay. If you agree with me, I'm all with you. Before you start speaking, you have to have you agreeing or disagreeing. I have to. Let's see. This is the Rashba's Kasha. The Tazer Shach talk about it. And we're going to learn just the Mechaber and Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. So Mechaber and Sif Beis is one Gemara. Mechaber and Sif Gimel is the other. Sif Beis is the Gemara I mentioned second. Im Hozuka Nida Mishchei Nesea Shavru'ua Leveshes Begadim HaMiyuchadim Lemei Nida Asa. Her neighbors saw for certain that she's a Nida because they saw her wearing those clothing. Chashuva Kevadei Tmeya. She's considered a vadai tmeya, and the first words of the Taz, v'loy mahani amasla achekach, k'vay shukosu b'siv gimel. We're going to see in a minute, the Mechaber is going to say, in siv beis, in that case, an amasla doesn't help to retract. That's going to siv gimel.
What does it have to do with the neighbor? Why the neighbor play a role?
It's not the neighbors, it's her, but what did she do? She was supposed to get the Mishkei Nesra.
She told the nigger that her cousin saw her dressed like
this. So we'll see. We'll see if what you're saying is true. Sif Gimel. Good. Okay. Good. We're going to see. Sif Gimel. Abra Labaila Tameyadi. Sif Gimel is the other Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chav Beis, where she told her husband Tameyadi. Va'acha kachomra Tahirani. Ego Nemenes. Here you have a woman. She said to Mayani, and then she was Chayzer, and she said to Hayrani. So then she's not believed. The Baragoyla says, "Boye d'shmo meirav k'suv v'staf chav beis." That's the Gemara I just mentioned.
In the
second, she said to Mayani, she's believed. when she says Tahiradi, she's not believed. In parentheses, it adds Imlacha Kedei Dibor, which is a separate discussion. It says Tei Kedei Dibor, any aid could be Chayza. Vimdosta Maslo the Devarel, she gives a good excuse, Kagai. Sha'amere Shaloi Obrolei Kei Tchila. She says, I only said it in the first place. Because she was tired, she didn't want to be, she didn't want to go to Tashmish. So she's believed to say, in Amasla, now skip the Rabbah, at least momentarily. But in the case of Sivveis, the Gemara, where she put on begadim, afa pishna samasla devareha, eino nebenes. Here she's not believed. What's the difference? So stay on this page, look at Shachay. The Shach brings the Rashba. The Rashba turns a bias is a stira. Why, when she says tameyadi, she is believed? And the Rashba is such a lashon that saying it beferish shouldn't be any less than wearing clothing. So for Zokta Shach, Sivkat Nehei, Atab Kosa B'Shema Rajma, the Mishabusha Ayinis Mikri V'Omra. Because the Busha Ayinis Mikri means it happens. Mikri V'Omra Tameya. Avalase Smaisa Kula Hai Lubesh Big Dei Nida Eina Leveshes. He says the difference is if it's a Maisa or a Dibor. To let the words out of your mouth and say Tameya Anishi would do. But to do a ma'isa, kula hai lubash big day nida, eina leveshes, kekos of abach, ubisayim, tari hoya dai, kishatayim loy tveyani, vlo yoyo lilibda, lubash big day nida, she had no need to put on big day nida. She could have said tveyani. Vlo yodami le'el, simen alis if you gibble. Simen alis if you gibble, there's a case where a sheikhit says something is treif. And later, he says it was really kosher. I just wanted this meat for myself. I didn't want the butcher to sell it. So I said it was treif. So again, he's believed with Rav Asla. The other thing it says, even if he put a simen on it, that it's treif. He did a ma'isa. So there in simen alis, if he betabach shos a simen b'roish hakeves, he made a simen on the head of the sheep. That there he's believed with Rav Asla, even though he did a ma'isa. It's a steer to the Rajma. Rajma says, if you do a ma'isa, you're not believed with Rav Asla. Says over there, it's different. The hasam loy haya efshaloi binyan acher. Because there, nothing else he can do. The butcher's going to, the people are going to walk in and take it. They're going to buy it. Abel haka haya efshish taima tameyani loya lovish big day nida ad kam chekos abidrisha. So he says that this is the cloud. The Rashba's rule is that if you do a maisa, and a maisa doesn't help, you can't back out. If you don't do a maisa, dibur ba'alma, then and a masla helps. That's the rule of the Rashba. So that's what he's saying. He's saying here, if you give an excuse for the begadim too, of course she's believed. I mean, then why laika? It's a steer to the laika, you mean? It seems to be a steer. Right. It's true. If she did a masla, you mean if she gives a reason why she put on the begadim? So we're going to have to understand. For what he's saying here at this shach, that's good enough. Because it was Yev Shabinyan Acher. No, I'm sorry, it's not. He's saying with Yev Shabinyan Acher to be believed with a lie. If she gives a reason for the clothing, I'll have to see it. It's going to cause a problem. Hold on. We're going to see. I think there's a Pisrei Tshuva about what you're asking. If she gives a Ramasa that includes it, I will see. Give me a chance. Let me go Beseder. So this is the Rajma's Terrace. We're not done. Turn back to Taz Bey's. Taz Beis also brings the Rashba. He's believed because he gave an excuse for the Maisa. Yeah. Okay, Taz brings the Rashba, but he brings a second Shita. Chashuva Kavadi Tameya. Taz Beis, the one after Aleph before Gimel. Taz Beis, Chashuva Kavadi Tameya. V'loy ba'ani amasla hachataka mash kosim ziv Gimel. Hikshatur, chi adif huzika nida meyemeres betheirish to meyani shemahani sham desinas amasla. He has the same kasha, v'tiritz arajma, the mishabaisha sayayinis mikri shemeres to meyani. Because of Abusha, it would happen that she would say to meyani, avalasis maisa kula hai lubash begadim shal nida, eina nemenes. That was the Siman Aleph. The Baral Prague says a different teretz than the Rashba. The Rashba said it depends if it's a Maisa. The Baral says, Shani Hilsaka Nida Mishchei Deseh, the Lav Kuli Alba Yadi Benar Masla. We Hilsaka Barabim, the people don't know about the Amasla. The Ken Alba Sabcha Kishasika Atma Dege Kuli Alba. Masheke Beberis the Baila Tamayani, Esha Shasabcha Atma Shakacha Kachtaimalai, Esha Amasla. Vitiritz Nochidu. He says that he likes the Baral's teretz. The Rajma's teretz seems to be clearer. The Rajma says he wouldn't do a maisa for a maisa, no a masla. For a dibur, a masla helps. Shtikl shver from Simin Aleph, so he said a teretz. Baral says a teretz, we don't have to come on. Baral says that she has no reason to say it for Rabin if she's not going to come to the Rabin without a masla, because the Rabin's not the gan to them. So therefore, when she's supposed to come for Rabin, it's different. Vlamati mizeoid. Nafkamina between the Rashba and the Baral, that Philip Amra Yesh Chilik. Even if she just said it, there's a difference. The Amra b'fnei Rabim she tameya lebahari achakach. If she said b'fnei Rabim she's tameya lebahari achakach amasla. Okay, because our place give Amra lebayla tameyani. Dina dikeda lebamra lechud by lechud ke. Okay, next is a maisa. Everyone likes a maisa. We'll get to the maisa soon. But he's machmel like the Baral and the Rashba. The Rashba holds if you do a Maisa and a Masla doesn't help. And the Baral holds that anytime it's Hilsaka Barabim and a Masla doesn't help. This is the Klal. What? So the Baral is saying Hilsaka Maisa with Amira, also not Nemenes. If she says Barabim Amanida, that's also she's not Nemenes. To change, like the Baral, like the Rashba should be believed. So we have two cases that a Masla doesn't help. So it's not so clear the Maral's Lashon if he means it's a Marasayan or he means Be'etza. We're going to see the Shumas HaRamah is going to talk about whether he means a Marasayan. Really, there's no purpose to tell the rabbi. By the Shtita, by the meat, he had to tell the rabbi. But by him, he didn't have to tell the rabbi. So we have two exceptions to a Masler, the Shita Sarajma and the Shita Samaral. There's one more before we go weiter. That is the Noi de Yehuda. The Dugal Mervava on the bottom of the page is the Noi de Yehuda. And if you want, you could see it. Oh yeah, the Dugal Mervava on the bottom. Im Nosta Amasla, Acha Lamed Yoim, Loi Mahani Amasla. After 30 days that she says to Meyani, and she says to Kashleishim Yoim, so now an amasla doesn't help anymore. She's chosik anida shloishim yaim. It won't help. Now it's not a shkiach tikka thing. She's chosik anida shloishim yaim, and then she goes to the mikveh already. But if you would have a case where she's chosik anida shloishim yaim, he says that you're not believed to be chayzer. Now, what is the makar for this idea of shloishim yaim, and where does this come from? I'm going to learn with you the Shef Shmaitza. This is Shmaitza Vav. Perek Yud. And the Shmaitza there deals with the Yesoid. The Yesoid is, you can't punish people with Malkus or Misa unless it was a Haggadah from which you can't be Chayzer. And again, the Chavos Das here agrees to the Yesoid. He says that here in Chavos Das, hey, they argue about a prat we'll get to. But this basic idea, they all agree. If you can give someone Misa, it has to be the person can't be Chayzer from his Haggadah Seis. Now, therefore, we find in the Gemara, Hosaka Benida Bishchede Seha Laika. So it must be that is a Malkus. Must be you can't be Chayzer from the Hosaka Nida. Mm-hmm. Even though what Nemanis is Hosaka Nida Bishchede Seha, so Nemanis of Eidecha Nemanis be Surim. Nemanis, there's no din of Kivit Shigit Shavedech Chayzer Magin Lachayra by Eidecha Nemanis be Surim. Nevertheless, Once she has a nemanis, she's believed. Now, I'm going to read to you the Shmaitzer here brings a couple of Rambams, things the Rambam says. And one of these, at least, is a very famous standard fare in the yeshivas. And that is a Rambam. The Rambam says it twice. It's Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. And again, in the halachas of Karbachatas, in Hilchos Shkagos, Perikimel halacha base, the Rambam says, you can have a case where a person gets an einish al pi eid echad. How so? He says, ain't sarich shnei eidim, this is the Rambam's lashon, ain't sarich shnei eidim lamalkis, elo bishas meisim. You need two eidim for malkis when a person's eating nevela, and you have to give him a straw. If you eat nevela, you get malkis. So then you need two eidim. Avol, now listen to this. Ho iser atzmai beid echad yuvzak. The fact that this is nevela could be muzik beid echad keitzad. Omar eid echad chelev kloyay suzeh. Kalei akerem peiris elu. Grushay zayna ishazu. Eid echad says isurim. Eid echad comes, he says, my food, it's nevela, it's klayim, it's chelev. And eid echad says eidus. Then it's hosik. It's hosik to be chelev. Then va'ochal oy boal, he was boiled this grusha. The kohen was boiled the grusha, or a person ate this nevel or this chelev. Achashe hisru boy haris eloika. Afa pisha he iser hosak be'ed echad. Even though in theory at least this whole malchus comes from an eid echad, the iser was hosik be'ed echad. Afa pikein. It happens. I come to Shaila. So that's the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is that you can have a chetimtza where a person gets malchus essentially based on an eid echad. Eid echad said it's nevela. Then when the person came to eat it, two eidim gave him asra. So that's enough in order to give a person malchus. The second Rambam he brings, very similar. Ein Shama Le'echad, Ein Echad told one person, that's not Yisurim, till now it's Yisurim. Ein Shama Le'echad, Befonai Nazarta B'Nazirus. And he tells somebody, in front of me, you were Mekabel Nazirus. Ibechishai Ein Echayev Klum. He says, I wasn't Mekabel Nazirus. Of course, he's off the hook. Im Lo Yechishai, Ein Nazirus Apiv. If he's Maida, so an Eid who's Maida, a person who's Maida on himself, is never Kamei Eidim. Dog Naziris al pi eid echad. If you started to be doing Naziris, we only know it al pi eid echad. Eid echad said it, and he was quiet. Vishosa yayin aditma, the history by shnayim, loika, afa pi shik and Naziris al pi eid echad. Same idea. It's a bigger chiddush. Because here, he could have been makish, he wasn't makish. But so here, the Rambam says again, eicha timtza, we're through the hagodis eidis of an eid echad. A person ends up getting malchus. All right, so these are two cases where you get malchus. Now, these two cases are l'chaira a problem for our yisoid. And both the tzais that have his das, they have different terutzim. Yes, this following kasha we just said: if a person says, "I got to say this." As long as he could be chayzer, you can't give malchus. So what happened here? A person said, this is nevela. Same, a lady says, I'm tameh. A lady says, I'm tameh. Could she give it a masla? A lady says, I'm tameh. She can give it a masla. So a man says, this is nevela. He can give it a masla. The sheikh says nevela. He can give it a masla. So the kasha is, what's going on here? This Rambam says, that if an eid echad says zu nevela, or zu chelev, or zu grusha mechalutza, zu grusha, then we give malchus al piv. He could be chayzer, and if an eid echad should be able to be chayzer with an amasla. So what are we going to do? How do we understand these Rambams? That's the kasha. L'chayra, if he has an amasla, he should be able to be chayzer all the time,
even if it's not his.
He has to have a good amasla. See, here also he'll say, I said it was chayav klayis because I wanted it for myself. See, by two eidim, there's a halacha of kivin shi nishayin chayzul man. Two eidim can't be chayzul. The question is, what about bayin ein echad? What about bayin ein echad? But you see, if what you're saying, L'chaim is saying, maybe after someone eats it, it's too late. But then the Rajba's kasha went to start it. The Rajba said, Tmeya ani, she could be chayzer. He said, Shver, wait, but he said it Shver from the Gemara, Huzaka nida b'shchenei seha. And Baal like, so you say your teretz. Okay, if the Abayal with Hasra, now you can't be chayzer. It's a good teretz, but the Rajba and the Maral don't say your teretz. It's a third teretz, but it's not that teretz. So they didn't say that. Apparently not. Which I tell you. I mean, here she has negius and she's neman to be chayzer, and there we have no negius. You're not neman, so it's a reverse anyway. All right, so there are two mahalos.
When he says this is a trick, this is a real, he must say that it's patzim days of zayin.
That's the kasha.
I
can't trust anybody. Okay, this is the kasha that they struggle with. So I'll tell you the Shmaitz's teretz, and then we'll learn the Chavos Das's teretz. The Shmaitz says, Achidush Atzum, the Shmaitz says that Eid Echad could always be chayzer with an amasla. In Eid Echad, that's his first words in Perek Yod. That gam be'ir echad mahani chazara de amasla. This is going to be the nekudas amachlokes. The Shmaitzer says an eir echad could be chayzer with an amasla. Aye, what's going on with all these Rambams? So he says very good. We know we have a rule cyclin ala chazakis. What is cyclin ala chazakis? So again, this is based on the Gemara, on the Mishnah. The Rambam says if someone moves into town. Someone comes, they move from faraway country. Someone comes here from Russia, someone comes here from some country, moves into Flatbush, and is a mother, and a father, and a child. And it's chuzakah 30 days that this is a husband, and a wife, and a child. Later, the woman is nibala from the child. We say, what's going on? She says, oh, it's not my child. She moved in with us, it's not our child. The halachi is cycling ala chazakis. Now we give skila based on chazakis. Mishahuzik b'she'er basar, donen api chazakazu, afa pi she'ain shom rayan. That means there's no rayan, this is her son. Just that umalkin v'chankin v'cycling api chazakazu, this is the lashon of Rambam, ish v'isha shabo me'medina sayam, man and woman move here from a different country, he aimer ezu baili, hu aimer ezu ishti, mozuku bi'ir shloishim yayim she yishtai, hargin aleha. The halachi is based on chazaka, cycling on chazakis. That's this Dogum Ravava. Dogum Ravava said, huzaka nida shloishim yayim, there's a concept of chazaka. Why we give such power to chazaka, we could talk about it a different time. But this is the halacha that a huzaka shloishim yayim is a reason to give. To give Einshin. Zog to Shmaitzer. Amasa, well, we'll have to see. It doesn't help because we have a rule. If we give Einshin, it means Amasa doesn't help. Okay. Now, so we have here a halacha that Chazaka, Sakla, Chazakis. Zog to Rambam. What's Pshat in this? Zog to Shmaitzer. What's Pshat in this Rambam? The Rambam said, Eid Echad says this is Nevela, or Klayim. And then someone eats it, Pishtei Eidim, you get an Einish. So the Shmaitzer, no, you don't get an Einish. If you're Medayik in the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam's language was that Omar Eid Echad Chelef Klayis Izu Kaliya Kerepeir Zayel Grusha Zayni Isha Zu. So his Lashon was, he iser atzmai be'eid echad yugzak. The iser itself is mugzik be'eid echad. The Rambam learns. Eid echad yugzak means if 30 days after the eid echad said this is nevela, or this is kaliya kerem, or this is a grusha, it's mugzik that way for 30 days, like the Dogum Ravava, then you give einshin. Not because an eid echad could be chayzer with an amasla. But if you have an eid echad and then it's mugzik shloishim yayim, the Huzik Shloishim Yayim is stronger than the Eid Echad that created it. And the Huzik Shloishim Yayim makes that you give Einshin. Just like the Isha who says Tamei Ani, she can be Chayzer. What's this Huzik Shloishim Yayim? You can't be Chayzer anymore. There's a rule of Chazakis. The same thing here, it's a double pella. We know the chazaka started from the Eid Echad. We know where it started. Nevertheless, once it's Hosik Shleishim Yayin, we say Saiklan al Chazakis, and Mimela, that's the pshat in this Rambam. That only after a chazaka, then you give Einshin. But Eid Echad could be Chayzer. And Eid Echad could be Chayzer. Eid Echad says it's Treif. You can be Chayzer afterwards with an Amasla. What? So there's no Einish.
It doesn't
matter if you eat it in the 30 days. There can't be an einish at the time. He won't. That's what's going to happen. Only after it's Hulzika. That's what's going to be. Same thing with the woman who comes with a child. Now the thing is that the Shmaitz himself, there's a tshuva that comes to Shleiman, the Divrei Yecheskel, the Matmiya, and Divrei Baruch has Hagois on the Shmaitz. It's funny, this Hagod, the Shmaitz repeats in a Parakut Beis. So over there, the Hagois of Divrei Baruch, they all ask that the Rambam doesn't say it. Doesn't say the Rambam is Saisim. The Shmaitzit says the Rambam relied that he wrote it somewhere else was Tai Chosika. But you see, the Shmaitzit holds this way. I can't say that at Kama he was Matchik, but at Kama he was Matchik to say such a thing. He says like Kosav Losh and Hosik, Shasomachasa Yamasha Kosav, the Perikdes Menazirus, etc. So this is the shita of the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer's shita is that you need hozik shloishim yayin l'chein kaz Rambam iser atzmai be'ed echad yugzak, that the Eid Echad could create a chazaka, but later it's because of the chazaka that there's a demamis. Okay, this is the shita of the Shmaitzer. So coming back to us, by a nida, how is she hozik to be a nida? So we have the Rajba. The Rajba says only with a ma'isa. We have the Chiddush of the Maral, that it's b'fnei rabim for no real purpose. And we have the chiddush of the Dagum Revolva Shloshim Yayin, and the sheet of the Shmaitze is that it's limited to those cases. A normal Eid Echad Neman Bisurim could be chayzer no matter what. What?
Only within 30 days.
Only within 30 days, right. Now Chavis Das here doesn't bring the Shef Shmaitze. The Chavis Das disagrees. He brings the same Rambam. The Rambam says Eid Echad is Malchus, if something is Nevela, you give Malchus Alpiv. And the Shev Shmai, the Chavis Das, has the following rule. He says Eid Echad can't be Chayzer with Amasla. No such thing. And Eid Echad can't be Chayzer even with an Amasla. There's no such thing as Eidus being Chayzer. You come in, you say Eidus, it's finished. Eidus is Eidus. The Chavis Das writes, Loi Omru, Loi Senes Amasla, this rule that you could say Amasla, Eine Moil, Rak Neged Shavi Anashe Chatichet Bisura, Meshenke B'Dovashu Metam Neamonis Anegei Ala Acherim. He says the whole rule that we're learning here, that you could be Chayzer, is only in the case of Shavi Anashe Chatichet Bisura. What Shavi Anashe Chatichet Bisura? There's a halacha. If I say something is treif, even though I'm not believed up, he did. Like someone said, I'm going to get a bedava for one reason or another. I'm not believed in Bezdin. Nevertheless, for myself, I'm believed. Like myself, I'm believed. There's a case in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita where Sheikhit says this is Nevela after he gave it out already. It was Tachas Yada, he's believed. Once he gave it out, Becheskes Kashrus, that in his hand, not believed anymore. So he says, Zu Nevela. So the halacha is, he's not allowed to eat it. Everyone else is allowed to eat it. Shavya anafshei chaticha disura. He could create on himself a chaticha sisr. There's yeshiva shatayra. Why? Why shavya anafshei? Either because Adam neman al atzmai, yesen in ayedim, he's believed like Abi himself, or because it's like a din neder, he could create an isr on himself. Whatever the hezber, there's a din of shavya anafshei. Zok the Chavis Das, we're not going to give him Malchus. Zok the Chavis Das, that the only time this rule of Amasla helps, you only find it in Shas, in one sugya and subis, where a woman says, Eshesishani, the Mishnah's case, she says, Eshesishani, a lady, she gives an Amasla, she said, I'm an Eshesis, because this guy wanted to date me, I'm not interested in him, he's a nudge. So I told him, I'm married already, so you should leave me alone. So, Maisa B'chol Yoyim out in the world today. So she gives a good read. If it's Shavya, not Yisura, she's believed. Any other case, you're not believed. And with this, he answers a number of kashas. The Maral said, Hosef Parabim, that you're not believed. And yet, Iksubis Tavchav Beit is a Maisa Shahaya, which she said, Niskazashti, in front of a rabbin. And an Amasla helped. One of the cases in Iksubis, a woman said, Niskazashti, in front of a rabbin. And it helped an Amasla. And yet, the Maral says, Amasla doesn't help when you do b'fnei rabbin. So he makes this chilik that because the rabbim is not also ashesish on her, she has no nemara. She can't make herself into an ashesish because you need two edim to make her an ashesish. It's not like nida where she's believed on herself. B'tayras nida. She says, "But Rabbi, Mama nida. She has an emunah. She can't make herself an eshes ish. Just shavi adash." So this is the sheet of the Chavis Das. So we have here a rule in Kuf Peyeh, Sibbeis and Gimel, which is unique to a sugya, in Ksubis primarily, a rule of Amasla. When does Amasla help? So we have here now the Shmaitzer Shita, that any eight echad in the world can retract with an Amasla. Any eight echad, just not if it's Husa Kashloshim Yayin. And we have the rule of the Chavis Das that an Eid Echad could retract any time it's Shavi Anashi Chetichi Disura, but not a regular Eid Echad. A regular Eid Echad can't retract. I would not up to the biggest Chiddush. The biggest Chiddush is still to come. Because she can make an Eid Echad and Bisurin, she can make herself an Eshesish or Dovah Shabarva, you need two Eidim. She can't. If she says I'm Eshesh, I'm Zbayalei, doesn't get Misa. You need Hosek HaShloshim Yahim or to aid him. Neither is the Isser. The whole Taisus in Gittin Daf Bei says we learn Eidech and Bisurim from the Safrullah, from the Hilchus Nida. So Hilchus Nida, she's believed, is considered Isser. Mashen Kein Eshesh was just considered. Now, the Chavis Das adds a Chiddush. After the Torah is done and said, and we answer up the Gemaris, we answer up the Rambams, the Chavis Das ended up, and Eid Echad can't retract. Now, one second. The halacha that two Eidim can't retract is Kivin Shehigit Shavein Achayzo Magid. That's limited to Bezdin. It's only a Haggadah in Bezdin. In the street, if someone says something, let's say someone owes you money, you know he's going to deny it. So you hide Eidim behind the wall. And you walk over to him and say, "You owe me money." And he says, "I know I owe you money." And you got him. You bring two Eidim to Bezdin, guess what? You could say, "Mishata Yisi, I was joking." Say, "I was joking." A person says something outside of Bezdin, he can retract it. A person's allowed to say, "I was joking, I was lying." The only time he can't is if you tell the person, he says, "I owe you money." You say, "Atem Eidai." You point it to him, "You're my witnesses." And if he remains with his admission, then it counts. There's no mishata. He's not joking if in such a case. But you're allowed to retract chutzla bezdin. So what's going on here? We're saying it ain't echad. Can't retract even with an amasla. But chutzla bezdin, even two eidim could retract. Zot dechavis das in achinami. An eid echad could retract. When do we say an eid echad can't retract? Even with an Amasla? Only if the Eid Echad said Eidus and Bezdin. Eid Echad said Zu Klayim, Zu Grusha, Zu Chelav Kloyos. In Bezdin? What's he doing in Bezdin? If you know something's treif, you don't go run to Bezdin. You go run to the person. You tell him don't eat it, it's treif. So the Chavis Das Shita is, and one of the functions of Bezdin is to validate Eidus of an Eid Echad. If I have meat, and Eid Echad says it's the Vela, I'm going to throw it out, it's a big hefsid. I could schlep him to Bezdin. I want him to say it in Bezdin that I should know it's a true Eidus. And Bezdin accepts Eidus for Isurim, just to validate Eid Echad Emem Isurim. And that's the Rambam's case, where an Eid Echad says Zu Klayim, Zu Nevela, that you give Malkus up here. To make a kasha, you don't need. What do you need to make a kasha?
So now you
So if I want to make sure he doesn't retract, I slap into bed. If I'm not worried, I don't slap into bed. I'm worried if I'm going to throw it out, they'll retract. If I want to take him to Bezdin, if I don't trust him, I don't have to take the one who says Nevela to Bezdin either. If I could, I don't want to have a hefset, I could.
So if the left kisser with the shirt left out of his hands, he couldn't retract it. He didn't say he's
Nemon. Is that he has to say Nemon? It's while he's Nemon, you're right.
No, so he should tell him to retract it.
Once he gave it out, oh, he could retract it. Yeah, but there's no eight effort. That's for different reason. Eight echad nemen bisurin is not believed when it's not biyadai. It's a separate rule in eight echad nemen bisurin. That's the only way it's biyadai. Now this answers the Reb Chaim's kasha on makis that beis amet aleph. The first mishnah in makis. What's the first mishnah of eidim zayim? Shnei eidim amru ben grusha that this person ben grusha ben chalutza. So if they're huzam, what do we do to them? So in the Grach HaLashas, he has a kasha. He says, well, what's going on? Why are you going to Bezdin? What's this have to do with Bezdin? They came and they say, Rashi's Lashon on the Mishnah is, B'fadeinu Nisgarsha Pliny. B'fadeinu Nisgarsha. Are you going to Bezdin? Tell Bezdin, B'fadeinu Nisgarsha Pliny? Well, what are you going to Bezdin for? It's Reb Chaim's kasha. Right? To have that God, before there's a time of Malkus, to establish Yisurin, made Echadem and Yisurin. Why are you going to Bezdin? So when we learn Malkus, this is our answer. The Chavis Das. That there's such a thing. I want to marry someone, and eight echad. There's only one eight, says a grusha. I want to get to say echad to see if he's telling the truth or not. It's a function of Bezdin that I schlep him to Bezdin. I tell him, you say she's a grusha, say it in Bezdin. Let's see if you're telling the truth. If he says it in Bezdin, then she's established as a grusha.
You don't need the chazak of shloshim.
That's without a chazak of shloshim, yeah.
Right. You don't need,
do
they verify you?
What?
Verify,
no, they just verify that Erechot says so, and that's all. Bisur made. Now here, what we're saying is the Shmaitza holds Erechot could retract in each Loshim Yayim. The Chavis Das disagrees. The Chavis Das holds that that an Erechot cannot retract, but he says only in the case where he went to Bezdin. So this is how they both take this Rambam. The Rambam says, Eid Echad says Unavela. And then someone eats it with Hasra, he gets Malkis. So now it's very limited. Like the Shmait, it's limited to a case where it was Huzik Shloshim Yayim, which the Mistam, probably Chavis Das will be Malkim to that too. And like the Chavis Das, it's limited even within 30 days, but it has to be that was Eid Echad and Bez. This is the Shakla Vitaria on this sugya of Nemenes Be'amasla. Eid Echad and Bisurim is believed anywhere. You're allowed to believe in Eid Echad. He says it's kosher, you're allowed to eat it. However, to give Ein Shim, it has to be our God and best.
Now,
same force. No, it doesn't have Shnei force. It's Eid Echad, but there will be enough gemina. I don't know, but two Eidim would say connected. It wouldn't be trei v'trei. It would be trei v'chad. Now here, there are a whole list of tshuvas, all the Gedalei Yoylam. I know the Chacham Tzir, Rekiv Eger, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Sam Sofer, and the Shev Yaakov. All have Maisa Shahoya Kachoya in one form or another. A woman is pregnant. In the case of Chacham Tzir, a man gets married. Suspiciously, 3-4 weeks later, she already looks pregnant. They schlep him into Bezdin. They say, why is she so obviously pregnant 3 or 4 weeks later? So he says, I wasn't Bayil her beforehand. This happened after we got married, and it's legitimate. Fine. What do you know? She gives birth, 5 months later. She gives birth, looks like a normal baby. Chacham Tzvi writes, we waited 30 days. Maybe it's a nafel. Ois nafel. It's a full-grown baby. He called him in. And the Chacham Tzvi has this lashon. He says to us, I was a Baila beforehand. Forgive me a Sefer Torah. I'll swear on a Sefer Torah. That's what he said.
Somebody else.
So he left Bezdin. Bezdin deliberated. They gave out a psak. Bezdin's psak was, listen to this, this woman is obviously pregnant from before she got married.
Okay.
Therefore, baby's not a bamser, right? Not a bamser. But she's a muberes chavei, right? The halacha is, if someone is pregnant from someone else, she's a menekes chavei, right? She's not allowed to get married for 24 months. Now I get married for the sheer yanika. Today we'll make late 18 months. So they told this man, they called him back in. They said, look, it wasn't you, it was someone else. Halach is, me nekes chaveiroi, you're to her for 2 years.
After he married her.
After he married her, he's now be by the reason the nekes chaveiroi is also, because in case she becomes pregnant from him, he's going to ignore the needs of somebody else's babe. So, me nekes chaveiroi is also for 24 months. He says, really? And she's pregnant for me? He says, then she's mutter to you. It's only me nekes chaveiroi. So guess what he said? He said, I'll tell the truth. She's pregnant from me. So she has a very good amasla. He said, Neabusha. You know, he says, Neabusha. So this is the mice in one form or another, which they all deal with one after the other. Now what's interesting is that at the end of the day, they say you have to be ma'ayim on him, you have to scare him, you have to do all kinds of things. But at the end of the day, it's a good amasla. He's giving you a good excuse for why he lied the first time. And at the end of the day, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Shev Yaakov, and the Chacham Tzvi say she's believed. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, for a Drabbanan, we could say it's a good enough Amasla. The Medekas Chavir is a Drabbanan, she's believed. So Lamaisa, they believe her with the Amasla. The Chassam Sefer writes, Lulei she'eini kedai to argue with all these great people. I'll argue with them anyway, he says, you know, like he said. He doesn't understand. It's Shavya Nashi Chatichid Isura. He already said it's Meinekas Chavei, right? Shavya Nashi Chatichid Isura. So it's hard to understand the Kasha. The whole rule of Amasla is that it takes all Shavya Nashi Chatichid Isura. Hard to understand what part is the Chassam Sofer. But at any rate, we have this this set of tshuvas that deal with this amasla, and this is the rule: when a person creates an isra on himself, he's believed. If it'll be with a maisa, you're not believed. That's the Rashba. It'll be an announcement to the rabbim, you won't be believed because of the maral. Now let's learn the maisa of the Ramah. There's a maisa here in the Taz, right towards the end of the narrow lines in Taz Bays. Maisa Bisha. This is a tshuva Sarama Simin Beis. He has a gewaldige kasha in this tshuva. He says that when Yitzchak told the Pelishtim, Achoisizu, but he said, this is my sister. And then they saw through the chalain, presumably Mitzachek means, the Rama assumes it means they saw Tashmish. So he says, why didn't he give Yitzchak Misa? Yitzchak said, Achoisizu. So Shavi Anafshe, I don't know if he says Lachdom and Asvay Al Shavi Anafshe, but he asks the Kashi. He says, "Why didn't they give Yitzchak Misa?" So he says, "We see an Amasla helps." He said, "Rakein Yiras Hashem b'Mokem Hazeh," a pretty good Amasla, you know. Rakein Yiras Hashem b'Mokem Hazeh. So he says he brings a raya from Chumash that an Amasla helps. That's in the Jewish Torah. Rabbi Melech has to be a lamb in the Torah. It's an Er Achaisiyah. So now Zokta Maisa Bishachas. Sheyolda, now listen to the case. Maisa Bisha Acha Sheyolda Sholish Pamim B'chaydish Hashmini. She had three, she got married, she became pregnant, and she miscarried in the 8th month. This happened 3 times consecutively. She became pregnant, miscarried 3 consecutive times in the 8th month. Sheyolda, see, it's funny, we read Sheyolda Sholish Pamim B'chaydish Hashmini, we think the baby survived. They understood it means nobody survives. So 3 times in a way, she miscarried. The Chashisha, Sha'ayin hara goram la. She's chayshish that there's some ayin hara. V'rotzasa la'aster ibura mibnei beisam shchein eseha. So she said, you know, next time I become pregnant, I'm going to hide it. I'm not going to tell anybody. And somehow physically she'll hide it. V'iskim baila shatoymer tmeyani b'tchilas ibura. Kedei la'aster ibura. The husband and her agreed. They'll pretend she's a nida. She'll put on big day nida. She'll pretend she's a nida. Is the husband allowed to be bayla b'seiser? V'heishiv lahatir. V'erech b'zeh binyan nesiras amas l'buzel k'day d'mishchei nesah. So the Rama is marich on this topic of huzlka nida b'shchei nesah. So basically, nobody argues with this Taz. I mean, this Taz should be pashut, should be simple. Here, the two of them agreed between themselves beforehand that they're doing it. Namasa is a good reason. The Maral said, Barabim, why did she do it Barabim? Yeah, she's explaining why she did it Barabim. So here she has a good explanation. Darichus is in here in the Taz, the Shach, the Chavis Daz. Why does the Ramani pshetlach? It should be pashit. If beforehand she tells her husband, "I'm going to say this amasla," it's not going to get anybody else. It's only get her husband if she's a nido or not. If she says beforehand, she doesn't need an amasla. She doesn't need an amasla. She's saying that beforehand to her husband, when I say tameyani, it means muberesani. So the arichos is, the Taz really doesn't understand.
What's the question
about the Ramah? Ramah's asked, is the husband mutter to this woman?
Because he said it.
Is he mutter to this woman? Because she said tameyani. So she said it publicly. Is this amasla good? It was a public amasla.
So
she said it before she said to Mayani. She wants to hide the
fact that she could be
he knew, so then it should be pashut. It's only get to him, and he knew with certainty. What? Oh, very good. So okay. So the Taz.
Yeah.
I assume it's even with Pagadim. She told her husband. The whole Taz is saying, if she tells him beforehand, everything's Shalom Yisrael. Everything's good. So the Taz has this problem. Why? Basically, he says that what he said is Pashit. The Shach, if you turn back to Shach, hey, he says a Chiddush in this Ramah. Turn to the next page. Shach, hey, after the beginning, he brings the Rajba, he does not bring the Maral, but then he says, Kekos Amarab, Bechuva Simin Beis, halfway down the Shach. Alisha Shiol, the Gimel Pambachai, the Shaches, Choshesh Hashum, Shemayin Hara, Verotel Asti, Burim, Ne Beisach, and himself, Amab, Ne Beisach, Tmeyani, Baila Mutal Aviala, Avagad, the Isa Shom, Balash, and Hashaila. Even though the Ramosh Shaila says, Shabaila Hiskim, Ima, Shatayim, okay? Bakalmaka, Nirol, if he chuvas a Ramah, Harab, why is the Ramah Marich? To show that even if the husband did not know about it, she's believed. The Ramban is the one who asked to steer at the Rashba. He answers, the Rajma's reason applies when she says to Mayani, not negate to the neighbors. And the Mani Amasla Kazu. So it means she put on big day needles. She didn't want the neighbors to realize she's suspected. So here, when Yamasla is Kailo, the Rajma, the Maral, why she did it for Rabin, why she did a Maisa, so then it's good, then Yamasla is good.
Saying even the husband didn't know.
Even though the husband didn't
know.
Now,
yeah. Right.
So what's going to happen? The Gemalkis? All right. The Chavis Das says in line what you're saying. The Chavis Das here says a Chiddush. There's an old Claire, in the yeshiva world, it's the truth is in the by philosophers, it's a Claire Socrates Chakira. Socrates, at the end of his life, was sentenced to death by the Greeks. Right, they sentenced him to death for trumped up accusations, and he shall we shut off your phone before she I tell you the truth, I never had my ringer on because of the crumb binds I left it on today. The Socrates Claire was, he was sentenced to death, to drink from the hemlock, which is a poison. And if he was sentenced to death on trumped up charges, so his Talmud Muvik, was Socrates' Talmud Muvik? It was Plato. Plato's Talmud Muvik was Aristotle. So Plato came to him, they had an agreement, the Greeks agreed, they just wanted to get rid of him. They had a boat ready, and they let him escape from jail, and go on the boat, and he'll run away. So there's a whole speech to have a word for word, Kilo was taped, you know. How Socrates said he spent his whole life defending law and order and justice, and now he's going to violate the law of Athens. The law of Athens was crazy law. You know the trial by jury in Athens was. The trial by jury in Athens, when there was a trial, They announced it. Whoever wants can be on the jury. Sometimes there are 10,000 people in a jury.
How
you know,
much did they pay?
They had nothing. They paid nothing. But the so he said he defended law and order. So now he's going to drink the hemlock and die rather than go out and be saved. Whether it happened or it didn't happen, the issue is whether someone, let's say I know for sure, I shecht an animal, my own animal, I shecht it, I want to eat it. And somebody is angry at me. He tells me, you know, if you don't do this, I'm going to go to Beis Din with two Eidim and we're going to say it's Nevela. And they go to Beis Din and say it's Nevela. I'm positive they're lying. I can't prove it. I'm positive 100% they're lying. So Beis Din paskins, it's Nevela. And Beis Din tells me, if you eat it with two Eidim, we're going to give you Malkus. So I go home. Am I allowed to carefully pull down the window shades and close the door, make sure no one's hiding there, and eat it? I know it's kosher. I know it's kosher. If Eidim see me eating it, they give me Asra, I will be Chai Malkus. I'm positive it's kosher. I'm positive they're lying. So the Chavis Das here says that's the Arichus of this Ramah Tshuva Beis. What's the Arichus? The Shiloh was this Shiloh. The husband and wife know she's not really Tameya. Al Pi Halacha, she's Tameya. She's Hulzaka, could be Shloshim Yom already. She's Hulzaka Al Tanida. Are they allowed to say, sir? And he writes the words. Even though people would see them, they'd be Chayim Malkus. Now, if someone give them Asra, probably they would need it. But in theory, they'd be Chayim Malkus. Nevertheless, he says the Ramaz Yisoid is that Bitsina, you're allowed to do it. Bitsina, they know the truth.
They brought it on themselves. They're the ones who said
that. His Yisoid is not because they brought it on themselves. Yisoid is because they know the Emes. And the say-so, they could do what they know is true. Yes. So we have here really three ideas in this Ramah. The Taz says the Ramah's idea is that if you know beforehand, then it's good. The husband knows beforehand, which I think everyone agrees to. The Shach says even more. Even if you didn't know beforehand, she gives a good amas and explains away the whole package. Nemanes. And the Chavis Das, that even with his non-nemanes, if the two of them know, they're allowed to do bitzina. This is the
Kimley.
What?
Does Kimley
know how? No. No, this is Kimley is something else. Kimley has a different basis, a different rationale. Kimley, first of all, only helps the Dini Mamin. If you are a Krasin, the phrase Kimley is only as a Chesher Mishpat. And the Tokfei Kayin has a whole Arichas on what Kimley means. But right now, this is the aside we have. Let's learn the Ramah at the end. I skipped the other Ramahs, but the Ramah at the end is an important lesson. Amra Pelayni Chacham Tarli Kesem. The lady says, I asked the Shiloh to this and this Chacham, he said it's Tar. And the Chacham, the husband asked the Chacham, my wife brought you a Kesem. And the husband says, she's lying. Chacham Neman V'tmeyahi. It's a nice ending. Rabbis always believed. Chacham Neman. No, it's not true. It's not what it says. Dr. Shachat has, it doesn't mean a Chacham Neman. It means any time a person says a nemanis based on someone else, even Eid Mepiaid, Taz Shah said, if someone wants to be believed based on something, you're giving that person a nemanis on you. You're saying it's Tahar because I asked a Shaila. You're giving that person a nemanis. And the Mela, that person is Neman. I remember a case many years ago where somebody, a Mashkiach, caught Trafis in a supposedly firm person's business. Caught Trafis. So they caught Trafis, and Mashkiach caught them. So the Rav of this proprietor said, he's an Eid Echad, he's not believed against, it's not Shalai, Eid Echad's not believed. So I remember telling Rav Palm, it was a tumult then at the time, so I remember telling Rav Palm about it. So Rav Palm said, that's Meshav Dava, Simen Aleph. Rav Palm had a tremendous bekiyas in Tshuva Svar. Meshav Dava, the second Chelek is Yeridei, Simen Aleph. He says he is Said, that when you have somebody as your Mashkiach, and you give him an emunis, because he's a Mashkiach, you made a Mashkiach, he don't walk in. You're giving him an emunis to say, kosher a treif. So he has an emunis. I looked up the Beishav Dover, if he brings this Ramah, he happens not to bring the Shach and Taz, he brings other Makayos. But anyway, that's the way the Shach and Taz explained this. Okay, it's Hashem, next week we'll go from that. Oh, not next week, next week is Purim. I invite everybody here, lots of Shabbos, 9:15, you have a 15-minute shiur, Malava Malka, and a Simchas Purim. I hope you will join us in the attention. what?